Alicia Armstrong can't count how many times she has turned down Jeremy Russell.
When he would come to me with the ideas, I'm like, dude, that is f***ed up. Like, I don't have time for that.
There was the time Russell wanted to go in on a bowling alley, maybe an abandoned Kmart, and turn it into an art experience. For years, he hit up friends to join him in buying a warehouse and renting studios to other artists.
Jeremy comes in hot, man. He comes in hot, and I'm used to it because I've known him for a long time. And he does get disgruntled that I am not as exuberant about his ideas. But
Alicia's not, my wife's not, nobody is.
But earlier this year, as Russell put it, he caught Armstrong on a weird day. He proposed moving both their studios and showrooms into a vacant gallery in the heart of downtown Asheville.
Alicia was kind of depressed that day, or just like, you know, one of those days in the studio where things aren't all perfect or whatever. And she was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just do this. And I was like, oh, hell, this might actually happen.
Others in this region have opened galleries dedicated to their own painting and found success, most notably the late Jonas Gerard. But Russell and Armstrong Gallery is unique in several respects. It's in a high-rent, high-visibility district, just a block away from other top-flight galleries showing living contemporary artists. And while the other galleries showcase a variety of artists, Russell and Armstrong have placed a giant bet that their own work can draw the kind of sales to make this pay off month after month. They signed a 2-year lease.
There are two choices here. There's Jeremy Russell, there's Alicia Armstrong. For us to sell $45,000 in 1 month of work is probably not going to happen in our studio spaces in the River District.
Oh yeah, but it happens here.
We are very prolific, both of us. We paint a lot and we love painting big, and we were like, this is an experiment. We'll try it. And it's gone really well, so here we are.
Armstrong was a couple of years ahead of Russell in the late 90s at UNC Asheville, where they circulated and partied in the same crowd of art students. Even then, Armstrong was determined to build a career as a painter. After a divorce, she said her work evolved to fuse realistic subjects, surrealistic settings, and metaphorical imagery. She sold well through galleries in Asheville, Atlanta, Charleston, and her hometown of Columbia. Russell's creativity often led to entrepreneurial ideas away from the canvas. He built a successful commercial mural business before Blue Spiral Gallery took on his paintings. Just as he began leaning into large, abstracted landscapes, an early-stage lymphoma forced Russell into chemotherapy. Then the pandemic happened. None of it derailed his idea for the gallery, only the timing.
I would keep up with Alicia all the time and kind of from the sidelines watched her develop her career and make it as an artist, you know? I didn't know if my work would do what her work did. With Blue Spiral, they started selling my work really well. And so it did give me the confidence to kind of say, I think I can do this too.
Before opening their doors in May, they invested more than $10,000 in lighting and to move and paint walls. The left half of the gallery shows Armstrong's work, the right belongs to Russell. Their separate painting studios are in the back and open to the public. At the same time, both artists are continuing their relationships with other galleries.
Jeremy and I did have a lot of anxious talks in the beginning. Jeremy was the ball of anxiety.
I freak out still sometimes.
And he'd be like, how do you know? What if it doesn't? And I would just be like, if we are going to do this, it's not really a choice to think, what if it fails? It's kind of like we just had a baby and it's here and we're going to take care of it and make it healthy.
Nearly 6 months in, the artists said their faith in themselves has paid off, both in terms of making their rent and paying themselves. It's also led Armstrong to believe her younger brother, as she tends to think of Russell, has finally grown up.
I do think, like, having a third child, going through cancer and going through COVID, I do think he did have lots of come to Jesus moments. Like, what do I want to do with my life? Like,
damn it, I'm becoming realistic. So stupid.
I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.